sibling rivalry drives parents crazy. Between the noise it causes and the upsetting effect it has on the family, it persists as a major concern of parents. When we study sibling rivalry, we observe a couple of things that are important for parents to keep in mind. These help us put sibling rivalry into perspective. First, it is characteristic of virtually all children. Pleasant, obedient kids fight with their brothers and sisters, just as do unpleasant, disobedient kids. It's as much a part of growing up in a family setting as is getting taller, having acne, and being worried about being accepted by the peer group. It's one way by which kids learn how to live and survive in society. Remember, children are in the process of becoming civilized. As children, they are generally, even basically, selfish. They tend to be insensitive to the feelings of others.
You're a worm. You're fat.
Yeah, and you stink.
Name-calling, fighting, insulting gestures, you name it, they are all part of the syndrome. But like tantruming, we parents tend to give these kinds of behaviors far, far too much attention. Secondly, running through our minds while our children are fighting with one another are visions of kids who are going to grow up as adults, behaving toward others in society as they behave toward one another as children. These visions of despair are, for the most part, unwarranted. We as parents can look back on our own lives and recall rivalry between our brothers and sisters and laugh about it. Let's look now at what we as parents can do to bring sibling rivalry to within a tolerable range. Notice I said within a tolerable range. You are not going to completely eliminate rivalry among siblings unless you eliminate the siblings. On this tape, I am going to discuss three parenting skills related to sibling rivalry. I urge you to learn these skills and to use them. If you do, you will have a powerful and positive effect on the quality of life in your home. Now the three skills.